This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Moore is the writer of this great song of the faith. The inspiration came from his visiting a young merchant seaman who was in critical condition. He talked with the man for a while and then handed him a tract that had part of the story of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, the part where Pilgrim had made his way up to Mount Calvary with a heavy burden on his back. But when he sincerely knelt at the cross, his burden rolled off his back. From this visit and the tract came the song, "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, Jesus Is Very Near." So, my friend, cast your cares on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Monday. It is the 26th day of July. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Grace Buckner.
And looking at my calendar here, we're wrapping up the month of July this week.
We are. It's
great
exciting.
Day. Yeah, it is. August just around the corner. And I guess now would be a good time, since we're talking about August, to talk about heading back to school. And I was trying to jump over to our website real quick and just see if... it is up, and it is our 2021 back to school. It's listed as backpack giveaway. We've kind of modified things a little bit since we ship everything now. It's our back to school prize package.
Yes.
And included in the package is a $50 Visa gift card, a brand new Bible, a $25 gift certificate to Spud and Deb's, along with $10 Dunkin' Donut gift card, mm-hmm. and then some other things that we've included as well. So at least $125 value.
Right.
We're going to open up registration as of now. You can go to WGCR.net, and if you'll scroll down just a little bit, depending on how big your view is, mm-hmm. you may have to scroll down, you may not have to, but it's quite colorful, and it will say giveaway K through 12th grade. Click to register. And that's all you have to do is click to register.
Yes.
And I'm going to click that. And I said I was going to click it. Okay. Maybe I'm having trouble. There we go. Maybe I'm just being impatient. And what it's going to do, give it just a second, and it's going to bring you up to a screen. It will ask for the child's name, and we do ask for the gender because some of the things we have could be for a boy or for a girl, so we want to make sure we get, you know, we have Bibles, and some of them are more tailored toward the guys as far as colors, and some definitely for the girls, that right. pink and things.
Yes.
And then we ask you what grade they're going to be in, the school they're attending, and a contact phone number. And the only reason we ask for that phone number is if you're picked as a winner.
Right. That's the only way we use it.
Yeah. And when we're done, we erase all of it. You're not going to get any kind of telemarketing type calls from us or right. anybody associated with us. So that's kind of how it works.
Yep.
And next week, we'll start on Monday giving
Very
away
exciting.
Two a day.
Yes.
And we'll mail this to you.
We will.
And if you live kind of far away and you'd like for us to shop for you at Spud and Deb's, we'll talk to you, find out what you might be interested in based on what they have,
right.
and we'll go pick it up for you.
Yes.
And mail it right along. So hopefully it'll be a fun time. And we're in the home stretch, I guess, for summer vacations. And it's been a quick turnaround.
It has.
But it was a quick turnaround for the weekend, I think.
I believe that's just kind of the normal now.
It's
quick turnarounds.
It's kind of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of prayer requests I'd like to mention as we go into Swap Shop, and that way I definitely don't want to miss giving these. Please continue to pray for Miss Hannah McKinney. We've asked folks to pray for Hannah for quite a while, and she was quite sick over the weekend and kind of took a turn for the worst. I saw yesterday she was feeling a little bit better. Don't exactly know what was wrong, but something her body was fighting, and she's at the Levine Children's Hospital in Charlotte. And not exactly sure what the next course is in trying to treat her and help her. But please pray for her and for her mom and for her siblings and her family. And
yes.
They've been through a lot.
They have.
And then the Butcher family. You may remember them from Share-a-thon, not this past year, but I think the year before. Brother Jesse and Miss D and the boys. And the Butchers, Jesse and Dee, expecting a little girl, 37 weeks along. And she has a severe case of COVID.
Oh, no.
And ended up being put in the hospital, went to the hospital and was given some treatment and sent home. She got worse. Brother Jesse took her back. And pneumonia, not well.
Yes.
Ended up the baby's heartbeat. Little girl, her heartbeat became irregular. So yesterday morning, they did an emergency C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And little Miss Emily Rose, I think is her name, was born yesterday by C-section. And I think she's doing okay. I mean, there was some breathing issues they thought maybe at first, but maybe she's doing better from what I seem to have been told. And Miss D is still a very sick lady.
Yes.
So please pray for the Butcher family.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you pray for the Bordens? They are members at Wahoo Baptist. Their pastor is Brother Mark Stroud. And Brother Adam Borden happens to not only be a wonderful preacher and travels in evangelism, but he is also a wonderful singer as well. And he sings with the Old Time Preachers Quartet.
Yes.
So kind of make some connections for you there. Well, his wife, Angel, had to be rushed to the hospital last week because of a severe seizure. And upon further evaluation and tests, they determined that she has a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And they do believe that it is not benign. So they do believe it is cancerous.
Yes.
So at 2:00 today, she is going to go into surgery. In Georgia. She's at a hospital in Georgia, and it's a very serious, very involved surgery where the tumor is located.
Yeah.
And please pray for all of the team. Brother Borden has given several video updates that have been forwarded to me, and they're just asking folks to please pray.
Yes.
That everything would go according as well as it could.
Yes.
You know, and to pray for the recovery afterwards, and pray for, of course, Brother Adam. And then they have two daughters They look to be teens. Mm-hmm. And so pray for the whole family, if you would. So Angel Borden, specifically at 2 o'clock today, if you can think of it.
Yes.
Because that's what time the surgery is scheduled to start.
Okay.
So several things that we wanted to pass along. And let's see. An update here that this is from the Butchers. Let me back up. That little Miss Emerson Rose is doing great. D is having some pain from the C-section, which is to be expected, but is doing well. I think she's gotten a little bit better.
Good.
Following the C-section, but she's still in the hospital treating her for pneumonia. I believe he said once that Emerson Rose was delivered, the doctors then had the ability to be more aggressive in treating the pneumonia.
Yes. Okay.
So I know those were a little lengthy, but I felt that they were worth giving you the backstory of.
Yes.
So we'll trust that you'll join with these families and with us in praying for these requests. And I'm sure there are others as well. And we're trusting the Lord will just be faithful to meet those.
Yes.
As he sees fit.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Grace, I told folks how they could register, and I want to hit it one more time that it's online for our backpack at WGCR.net. But I think I was remiss in saying that if you don't have access to the web, you can call us.
Of course.
And we'll be happy.
Yes.
What we'll do is just take the information and put it on the web.
We will.
For you.
Yeah.
And all the names stay in unless they're drawn out. So we don't start over every day.
Right.
We keep them.
Yes.
And so we want to encourage you to take part. And you can't win if you don't register.
Exactly.
Just kind of how it rolls there.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at what went on July 26th, this day in history. In 1788, on this day, New York became the 11th state in the U.S.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. In 1947, President Truman signed the National Security Act, and that created several things. It created the Department of Defense,
mm-hmm.
the National Security Council, the Central Intelligence Agency, or the CIA,
wow.
and also the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
So a couple of things happening.
That's pretty cool.
This day in history.
Yes. Wonderful.
Reminder that Operation Navajo, we closed out a little bit earlier than we had thought we would.
I have a story about that.
Okay, yes.
So I went down to the warehouse just before Swap Shop to see if they had any produce, and I was stopped by Kathy Eldridge. She is, you know, a faithful volunteer mm-hmm. down there. Lovely lady, and she... I got a bag of salt and vinegar chips, and she was like, well, let me tell you a story about Ricky Brown. So Friday, he went down to the warehouse. That's where they were holding all the shoes, and he came to load them all up on the trailer, and Ricky just happened to mention, oh, well, if there's ever like spicy potato chips, like hot, like jalapeno or anything, I want them because the Navajos love that type of chip. They love spicy chips and everything. Well, Ricky Brown was still down there, and they came back with the load, and there was a whole entire box of just spicy chips to take.
Amen.
And Kathy was like, isn't that just the Lord? We never really get potato chips like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole entire box of spicy potato chips just as Ricky Brown was down there putting the shoes on the trailer.
And not long after he had mentioned it.
Right.
Wow.
And it was just very casual conversation. It wasn't very like, oh, please pray that we... No, he was just like, if we ever get it, just let me know. And lo and behold.
So we've got a trailer full of chews and a box of spicy chips to go along with
yes.
it. The Lord cares about some of those want-tos, not just our needs.
Exactly.
But some of the wants as well. But thank you to everybody that's had a part. And the response has been phenomenal. The trailer was full. And
yes.
Brother Ricky was just saying that if anybody still wanted to be a part of it, if you would like to give a financial contribution, it's through Anchor, and 100% of what you would give toward the project would go to that specific project. And I know we've got several things going on, and folks have been gracious to give, but yes. Just kind of to put a figure out there, it cost about $1,000 gas to get out there mm-hmm. and back. And then the church that the Navajo pastor, they were able to get the church, to buy the church there. But it had a $1,500 lien against it from a power company from a previous tenant there, mm-hmm. whoever had the church. And so he is praying that the Lord would help mark off that
yeah.
and provide that so that they can get their power on. So again, if you'd feel led to be a part of it, you're welcome to call, and you can make a contribution over the phone with your credit yes. or debit card. And again, it's tax deductible, and 100% of what you give goes. And I know Pastor in the afternoons on Drive Time has been talking about motorcycles, and the Lord has yeah. really blessed. And mm-hmm. so you'll want to listen this afternoon for an update on that.
Yes.
It's encouraging. It'll bless you. And there's still an opportunity to be a part
there
of that project as well.
Yes.
So just wanted to remind folks about that. But again, thank you for the great response on the shoes.
Yep.
Big day at Sylvan Sports in Brevard. And they're in the parade every year, and that's the main time that I see them. But Sylvan Sport, they make a very lightweight camper
yeah.
that is known around the world.
Mm-hmm.
People from all over the country right. order campers made right here in Brevard.
Oh, wow.
They say that all of the components for the Camp and Go trailer, or the Sylvan Go camping trailer is more specifically what it's called.
Right.
Everything that's in it is made within 100 miles of Brevard.
Oh, wow.
And every trailer is assembled at the Brevard facility, which is right off of Acosta Road.
Nice, yes.
It's kind of next door to, was it the Habitat store there?
Yes.
But they are celebrating their 17th birthday today.
Oh, wow.
17 years.
Congratulations.
And they are having a big grand opening of its factory store. They're now going to have a store there on Acosta Road that will sell some basic camping equipment.
Right.
And will showcase the components of the campers and trailers that they make.
Very nice.
But the grand opening today is from 10 to 4, so it's already going on. They have got prizes. I think they've got something every hour that yeah. they're giving away.
Well, nice.
So we just want to salute them, tell them yes. happy 17th birthday. Congratulations on the wonderful success that you're enjoying.
Yes.
And thank you for housing your facility here in Brevard.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And they say, well, you know, it's a good place to be because, you know, we got a lot of camping / hiking mm-hmm. type trails here and things. And so they're at 21 Welcome Street on Acosta Road.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And I think the new highway, the cut through by the Acosta property.
Yes.
I think it's getting close to opening.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying that is the stoplight there is now flashing.
Oh.
And they very say nice. That they will, if they're implementing a new stoplight somewhere,
mm-hmm.
they will have it flash for a certain amount of time prior to the road opening
oh.
just to get people used to it.
Yep.
Wonderful. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So the fact that it is flashing gives me hope.
Yes. Exciting.
I can't wait to drive on it.
I know. Driving on new paved
There's
roads.
There's something about that.
I know.
I saw some cyclist turning the mm-hmm. curve on it. They came out and then just kind of went back the other direction.
Yeah.
I guess it was Sunday, maybe when I was coming to church, but yeah. Another thing going on in the area tomorrow, there's a $18 per hour and beyond job fair.
Well, there you go.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
From 11 to 4 at the Ag Center at the Virginia Boone Building, which is right across from the airport. You would go in gate number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, again, from 11 to 4 tomorrow. They've got over 70 local employers that are offering jobs that pay $18 per hour or more.
Yes. Well, there you go.
You know, I'm all for folks making a good wage, but I do see the challenges from the business side
mm-hmm.
Of a required minimum wage of, say,
right.
$15 or something.
Yeah.
Because that cost is just going to be passed along to us.
It is.
The consumer.
Right? Yeah.
And I understand it. I mean, you have to as a business, you've got to not only pay your employees and your, mm-hmm. you know, cost of operation, but you've got to make some money.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like the guys that bought a truckload of watermelons for a dollar and they went and sold them for a dollar.
Right.
At the end of the day, they were counting up their money.
Yeah.
And one looked at the other one and said, we're going to need a bigger truck.
Right.
Sometimes it's that mindset. Okay, hey, you've got a business has to make a profit.
It does.
And so, I don't know. I've already noticed that things are going up
mm-hmm.
in the grocery store.
Yep.
And have you tried to go through a drive-thru even lately?
I haven't.
I wonder if it's just, but everything seems to cost more now.
Yeah.
I mean, gas is definitely more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
I had to get gas this morning.
Yeah, it kind of hurts now when you go to fill up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it hurts, too, when you're trying to get all the school supplies, mm-hmm. get everything bought. And there are several different organizations that are doing drives to collect school supplies. And I just wanted to mention one thing. Our teachers do a phenomenal job.
They do.
They've got a hard task.
Yes.
And COVID just made their hard job even harder.
Yes.
And there's a lot of decisions that are to be made between now and the start of school that school boards will be making because with the mask thing, the local school boards for the most part will be making that decision. So please pray for them.
Yes.
That the Lord would give them wisdom. But I wanted to specifically mention that many teachers don't have the supplies that they need in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up buying them out of their own pocket.
They do. Yep.
And they're not getting rich by being teachers.
Unfortunately, they're not.
They're not. I believe our teachers and our law enforcement need to be paid more.
Yes.
Not defunded. But anyway, we'll move on. But if you'd like to make a contribution to your child's classroom,
mm-hmm.
If you're out and you find a good buy, maybe on extra boxes of Kleenex or some hand sanitizer or some disinfectant wipes mm-hmm. or just things that pack of pencils or things that they could use, some extra crayons, maybe you'd want to buy a few extra and send those to your teacher. Or if you want to contact your local school and find out if they've got a list of things that they need.
Yeah.
It hurts to think it of does. The teachers, but it shows their heart.
It really does.
Because they do put their money. They not mm-hmm. only invest themselves, they invest their money.
Right,
in it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to just put that word out to God bless all the folks heading back to school in as far as students, but pray for the teachers as well and all of the helpers. And it's just it's a huge task.
It is. Yes.
And I don't know how they do it, but I appreciate what they do.
Yes.
Yeah. It was kind of a neat story that came out of Florida. A naval base in Florida recently gave a lady a very special birthday present. She was the widow of a Navy petty officer that actually had a ship named after him.
Oh, wow.
The USS Delbert D. Black.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the ship. And Mr. Black's widow was having her birthday, so they had it there at the naval base, and she was turning 100.
Wow.
So what they did is they took her up in a helicopter and flew her around the ship that was named after her late husband.
Right.
And all of the seamen on board
came
up and were saluting her
as
she flew around.
Wow.
So I thought that was just a real sweet thing.
Yes.
Delbert Black first enlisted let me get this right. He was a survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he was the first enlisted representative to the chief of naval operations. So apparently that is quite a big deal.
Right.
And his wife, Miss Irma, who had her birthday, she also enlisted in the Navy during World War II under the Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service Program.
Right.
And what she did, she served as a seaman first class as the storekeeper.
Wow.
So she ran a store there. So it was kind of a neat thing, but I thought, wow, I can only imagine so the pride that she felt as she flew around, yes, seeing the ship that was named in honor of her late, right, husband, but have all of the men and women saluting her.
Yes.
So I thought, way to go.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
I love that.
Thank you for
stories.
Making it, yeah, special for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also another group that I'd like to salute. I'd like to salute the flag football team of the Cindy Platt Boys and Girls Club in Brevard.
Mm-hmm.
These young people are making quite a name for themselves. They recently won the NFL Flag Bowl in Alabama last weekend.
Oh, wow.
So now they are going to be going to Los Angeles to play in like the Flag Football Super Bowl. And I say that kind of in quotes. It's not,
right,
necessarily that, but it's a big deal.
Right, it is.
And they not only won, they won pronouncedly. They,
right,
outscored their opponents 92-12.
Oh, wow.
In several games.
Yes.
So they really won.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, now they don't have the dates of when the NFL Flag Bowl will be, mm-hmm, but I wanted to say congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
And enjoy, and we wish you the,
yes,
best. Don't know when you're going, but we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
And wish you the very best.
Wonderful.
Well, July is National Watermelon Month.
Do you like watermelon?
I do.
Me too.
Do you eat salt on your watermelon?
I don't.
Yeah. I do. I can eat salt. I can eat it without salt,
mm-hmm,
but I guess if I had my rathers, I would put salt on it.
Yeah.
I know. Somebody said, there's some people that'll put like some hot sauce on it and
yeah,
different things. So to each their own.
Yes.
But a couple of facts about watermelon, that watermelons are considered both a fruit and a vegetable.
Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah.
So I don't know if there's actually one that's actually right and one's wrong, but they're considered,
right,
both because they're sweet. So people consider them a fruit, but they grow in their family of like gourds,
right,
because they grow on a vine.
Oh,
so in a,
okay,
gourd would be considered a vegetable, like a cucumber, squash, or pumpkin,
right? Yeah,
so there you have it.
Okay.
So whichever you want it to be,
yes,
there you have it. And they say you can eat the rind of a watermelon.
Yeah,
I've
never tried.
No, but apparently it's got quite a few health benefits.
Ooh,
but
nice.
I'll have to pass.
Yeah,
they're called watermelons for a reason. They're 92% water.
Mm.
And there's a ton of varieties. The seedless ones are actually not genetically engineered. They've just worked through hybrid making them.
Oh, yep.
And so they say they are natural, and that sometimes you see little white seeds,
yeah,
in the seedless ones.
Mm-hmm.
They call those, seed coats.
Oh.
They're safe to eat.
Yeah.
But apparently, I call it like a placeholder for a seed that never came.
Oh, okay. That's a good, yeah.
And watermelons can grow pretty big. A gentleman in Sevierville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm,
not far from us,
yep,
he holds the Guinness World Record. He set it back in 2013.
Okay.
He grew a watermelon that weighed 350.5 pounds.
Holy moly, that is a big watermelon.
Yeah, they say that's equivalent to an NFL linebacker.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I wonder how many people that can feed.
There's no, imagine now, I have no, yeah, they didn't show a picture.
Right.
Now, some things in Japan that I read is that farmers in Japan have actually perfected the art of growing them into shapes.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
It's cool, but the weird thing is like they're growing a cube-shaped watermelon.
Yep.
They've been working on it for the past 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And they force them into a square by cultivating them in box-like braces.
Oh, okay.
And so when the watermelon fills up the cube, they actually pick it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it's ripe. So a lot of them you
can't eat.
But they sell for upwards of $100 as a novelty item.
Oh.
And the reason they wanted to grow them in a square,
yeah,
is they felt it would fit better in a refrigerator.
Okay, that's smart.
It is smart.
But if you have to pick it before it's even ripe,
if
like,
you can't eat it,
yeah,
you're kind of defeating the purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you have some things about watermelon that you may or may not have known. And watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and they debated the fruit vegetable, you know,
right, yeah.
for a while, but it won out, so it's still now Oklahoma's state vegetable.
Wonderful.
And if you're looking how to pick a ripe one, a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Look for a uniform shape.
All right.
Just make sure it has symmetrical and uniform shape without bumps or cuts.
Uh-huh.
Lift it up. When choosing a watermelon, go for the one that feels the heaviest in size.
Oh.
Check the field spot. Turn the watermelon around and look for a yellow spot, which suggests that it reached its peak ripeness while on the vine.
Right.
If the spot is white, stay away from it.
Yeah.
You want it to be yellow.
Yellow.
The tapping technique. Tap the watermelon with your hand or fist. A ripe watermelon will deliver a deep sound.
Mm-hmm.
An overripe one sounds hollow or flat.
Oh.
And a ripe watermelon should have a firm rind that doesn't give to pressure and is not easily scratched.
Yeah.
And they say that they call it the watermelon's tail. It's the stem that remains attached to it after it was harvested.
Right.
It's the dry stem usually indicates a ripe watermelon. So you want that stem to be dry.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things for you.
I just kind of hope for the best.
See, I kind of have that process too.
Yeah.
In, you know.
As well as like cantaloupe and stuff. I just.
Yeah.
If it is what it is.
And I know that, you know, they're not supposed to be super squishy like
right.
a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
You know, and you can look at it. But looking at traffic, nothing seems anywhere out of the ordinary today. Just your regular construction delays for a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, we'll jump into Swap Shop here. 828-884-9427 if you have an item for us today.
Alrighty, I have an item that's not on the website yet.
Okay.
So the Brigman family is selling one half of Angus deer, and it's for sale for $4.50 per pound of hanging weight. And they will be ready to deliver from Asheville in early August. And the deer is fed from grass and grain. And so for more information, you can contact Regina Williams at 828-230-8461 or Ray Brigman at 828-779-1611.
Top boot, off-white in color for a 66 Mustang. Several red door panels and also security cameras for outside. Call 255-9033, 255-9033.
We have a Craftsman push mower that's 6.5 HB Briggs and Stratton mower. And they're asking $125 for it, 828-577-1046, 577-1046.
A work XGT lawn blower and vacuum, only been used two times, $60. They also have a glass and brass coffee table for $50, 655-5859, 655-5859.
Okay, where a young family is looking for an inexpensive riding lawnmower, 828-553-5892, 553-5892.
And here is for sale an oak dining room table with four chairs, $45 for the set. Also, they have some commercial pet grooming supplies, 577-1744, 577-1744. Now, I think that's a look at our items for today. Belated anniversary wish going out yesterday to Dr. and Mrs. Whittemore. Dwayne and Faye Whittemore celebrated their 62nd wedding anniversary yesterday. And
yes, hope congratulations
it was a wonderful
them.
Day. Yes. And if you know somebody else celebrating, let us know.
Yes.
828-884-9427.
Wonderful.
Or you can text us, 828-577-1296.
Yes.
There's a bee on the camera.
I just saw it in the corner of my eye, and I looked, and I was like, what is that?
We have security cameras that show up on a big monitor to my right. I guess it's your right as well. And they're little squares of about, I don't know, 15, 20 cameras. And one of them, there's a bee's nest that they've made apparently right on
near it or on
yeah,
it, I don't
on
know.
It, yeah, but you'll see these huge wings and legs just all of a sudden, and they're moving. And the bee is going into the nest or something. But
I've never seen a bee that close. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
I haven't either, and I keep thinking I need to let somebody know so they can spray that.
Yes.
But anyway, we've got several things going on this week in Carolina calendar, so we wanted to take just a moment as we finish up today and let you know about it. And we'll just kind of run through them rather quickly. The annual book sales going on at Brevard College and the Bosch Hammer Gymnasium. It started yesterday, and it will go today through Wednesday 10 to 7 and Thursday 10 to 3. Over 30,000 books for sale.
The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners are holding their regular meeting today at 6 p.m. and the meeting is in the Multi-Purpose Chamber County Administration Building located on South Broad Street.
Mills River Park and Rec Advisory Committee meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled.
You're invited to the 5th Saturday Youth Meeting at the Pilgrims Way Baptist Church this Saturday at 10 a.m. Preaching will be Pastor Josh Montgomery of the Safe Harbor Baptist Church, and along with Brother Noah Buchanan. And the AG family will be there for the special singing, and they'll have lunch after the service. And the Pilgrims Way Baptist Church is located at 485 Hamilton Road, and that's in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. And if you have any questions, you can call Pastor Stafford at 828-429-7616.
And I'll make an add-on to that. They're also having VBS starting August 1st. It'll go Sunday through Wednesday with Dr. Mike Bagwell there doing the preaching. They have special music. They're inviting all ages up through the 8th grade. And again, they're there in Rutherfordton. The number for more info, 828-429-7616.
You're invited to the 70th annual Blue Ridge Baptist Camp Meeting, and that's starting August 2nd and it's going through August 13th, and it's beginning at 7:30 p.m. nightly. If you have any questions, you can call Scott Moneyham, who is the moderator of this meeting, at 828-245-1931.
The Greenville County Independent Camp Meeting running August 1st through the 6th, 7:30 nightly. Brother Stacy Piercy will kick it off on Sunday. And then Monday through Friday nights, Pastor Barry Rackley. They're there at New Circle Road in Travelers Rest. For more information, call 864-905-3270.
The Pleasant Grove Baptist Church is hosting a Refuge Ladies Retreat Saturday, August 14th at 5, and with supper starting at 5 p.m. and then encouraging service at 7 p.m. They're having Chris Rains and Vicki Davis speaking, and they ask you to please RSVP for supper on Facebook or by calling 828-337-1277. And Pleasant View Baptist Church is located at 455 Hollywood Road in Fairview.
And the Wolf Creek Baptist Church in Tuckasegia invites you to camp meeting August 1st through the 6th. Sunday night at 6, Brother Bradley Chapel will be there preaching. Monday through Friday night services start at 7. Brother Jeremy Queen on Monday night, Ethan Fortner Tuesday, Austin Elkins Wednesday, Landon Harris Thursday, and Pastor Ricky Lee on Friday, and they'll have special music each night. Wolf Creek Baptist Church is located in the Little Canada area of Tuckasegia. For more information, call 828-384-8313. Pastor Alan Johnson and the good folks at Wolf Creek hope you can come and be with them.
Alrighty, and you're invited to a charitable flea market, and it's going to be at August 7th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And if you have any more questions, you can call Richard Rains at 828-707-0329, and that's the Etowah UNC Flea Market Coordinator.
The Etowah United Methodist Church there on Brickyard Road. They're having their big one on the 7th, which is not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday.
Yes.
And that's what we've got going on in our Carolina calendar. Well, our featured group for today, the Carr Family, and you can find out a lot about them on their website at carrfamilyministries.com. They also not only can read about them, find their schedule, but you can also download their music. We sure appreciate the Carr Family, and here they are to sing We'll Soon Be Done. Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.
One of these days I'm going home, where no sorrows ever come. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials, safe from harm. care. We shall all that glory share. Then I'm gonna sit down beside of my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Yes, and at home.
Yes.
Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. I shall behold his blessed face. I shall feel his matchless grace. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Sublime
in that
home of love divine.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yes, in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
Then we'll
shake glad hands with the elders. Tell our kindred good morning. Sit down beside of my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yes, in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
And then we're gonna
shake glad hands with the elders. Good morning. Sit down beside of my Jesus. Sit down beside of my Jesus.
There we're gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little
die.
The start of another school year is